Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing a series, and this is the beginning of my fourth week teaching on spirit, soul, and body. That's the title of a teaching that I have, been saying has changed my life. I tell you, this is what God used to just literally open up my heart and help me to start seeing things, and I am really excited to be sharing this here on television. Let me just remind you, we have a study guide that we've put out, and also we have our Spirit, Soul, and Body book translated into Spanish. I don't know that I've announced that. Hopefully my announcer has been doing that, but we do have this available in Spanish. And so I encourage you to take advantage of all of these resources that we're using. I believe that they would really help you to be able to get this truth. Now, I've already established a lot of things. Last week, I was talking about that in our born-again spirit, the part of us that 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, old things have passed away, all things have become new. In the spirit realm, we have the faith of God, not just faith in God, but God has literally imparted unto us His supernatural faith. Every born-again Christian, according to Romans 12:3, the very end of that verse, it says that we have been given the measure of faith, not a measure of faith. We all have the same supernatural faith. Now, some people use the faith that God has given them, others don't. And that's what we talked about last week. What I want to talk about this week, it's a similar type of thing, is talk about that we also have the mind of Christ. Now, this is very important because there's a lot of people that just draw on their physical, natural self, and they search this physical mind up here. And if they don't understand or if they haven't been taught this knowledge, then they think that, well, you know, we just can't understand these things. Let me turn over and use a passage of Scripture that is often misquoted, misused, misapplied in this area. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And in the very beginning of this chapter, Paul started talking about that he didn't come with just enticing words of man's wisdom. He wasn't just using fancy words to get people to believe, but instead he demonstrated the supernatural power of God. Boy, what a tremendous thing. Would to God that we had more of that today. But so much of what is called religious is just theology and doctrine with no practical application, no way to prove whether anything is true or not. Boy, that is not the way that God intended it. Jesus came and He demonstrated that what He was saying was true. And He even used that same logic. When He was criticized, He told people, He says, if I'm not doing the works of God, then don't listen to me. He says, the works that I do, they bear witness of me, who I really am. You know, if we were to apply that same principle to the ministers of God today and say, all right, if you're preaching the truth, well, then let's see some evidence of it. Where is the victory in your life? Where is the supernatural healing power of God? Let's see some blind eyes open, some deaf ears open, some people raised from the dead. You know, I know that there's people offended by what I'm saying right here, but this is exactly what Paul was saying. And I'm going to read some of these verses out of chapter 2, but he just goes on and says the same thing over and over and over in chapter 2, 3, and 4. And finally, he comes down in verse 20 of chapter 4, and he says, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And basically, Paul was saying these things because there were people in the Corinthian church who had challenged his authority, his right to speak into their life and to be a leader among the Corinthians. And he was arguing doctrine. He did have doctrine. He did believe things. He argued it from a doctrinal standpoint. But the bottom line is, he says, I didn't preach in just words to you. I demonstrated the power of God. And he ends up and concludes by saying that the kingdom of God isn't in word only, but it's in power and demonstration of the Spirit. Let me turn back to that scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 19. He says, but I will come to you shortly if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up. This is old English for saying those who have gotten into pride and have been countering Him and challenging His authority. And I'm not going to listen to your speech is what he's saying. I will know not the speech of them that are puffed up, but the power, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Basically, he's saying that, you know what, those of you who are challenging me and criticizing me and speaking against what I've got to say, I've already shared with you doctrinally, I've answered these questions, but when I come, it's not going to be argument over doctrine, it's not going to be in words. We'll just, you know, let the one that has the power of God operating in their life, we will let God establish who is really anointed of God. Well, that's tremendous. And, you know, I've used this exact same logic before. I've had people come up to me and say, well, your belief in the baptism of the Holy Spirit and these gifts of speaking in tongues and that God does miracles today and stuff like this, you know, they'll just sit there and say, we don't believe that. And I've told people before, I said, you know what? If what you believe is working any better than me, if you've got victory, if you can say that for 38 years you haven't been depressed or defeated, if you can say that you've been walking in supernatural health, if you've seen somebody raised from the dead, if you've seen blind eyes open, well, then you've got a right to criticize me. And if you don't, shut up. I know that offends a lot of people, but in a nutshell, that's my paraphrase of what Paul is saying right here. It's not all about words, but there has to be some demonstration. And I have people that come up and criticize me. They've never led a person to the Lord. They don't have any joy. They don't have any peace. They are broke. They're sick. They're miserable. They aren't ministering. They aren't a blessing to anybody. And yet they've got it all figured out and going to tell me what to do. You know what? That is not the approach that the Apostle Paul took. He says, I'm not speaking in word only, but I'm demonstrating it. And then he says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 9. He says, but as it is written, and he quotes Old Testament scripture, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And there's a lot of people that stop right there with that verse. And they say, oh yes, that's the way it is. We just don't understand. We just don't. You know, we can't understand the things of God. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. And that is an Old Testament scripture, just as this is quoting from an Old Testament scripture. But what people miss is that in the New Testament, we now have a brand new part of us. The Spirit has been born again. That's what I've been teaching on throughout this entire series. And in the spirit realm, you are completely transformed. And now that we have a born-again spirit, the Scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, I'm working there, but it says we have the mind of Christ. In our spirit, we no longer are limited to the not understanding the things of God the way that people were in the Old Testament. This is just saying that, but with your mental ability only. Boy, I pray that you get this. This would transform your life if you could understand this. With your mind and your senses only, you cannot know God. You cannot understand God. You cannot truly worship God. Jesus said this in John chapter 4, verse 24, God is a spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Most people are trying to figure God out. They are trying to have some kind of a mental understanding. And even though true faith in God is not, you know, where you switch off your brain, it's not brainless at all. There is great logic to it. But it has to come by inspiration. You have to know God in your spirit, heart to heart. And then the revelation that you have in your spirit will illuminate your mind, and God will explain things to you and you can't understand. But it has to be on a heart level that you know God. There's so many scriptures that go along with this. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Let me just turn over there and read that. It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it, speaking of the gospel, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 10, it says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Faith comes from the heart. So when it says that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, this is talking about heart to heart. You have to know God on a heart level. You cannot understand Him with just your little peanut brain. And this is one of the reasons that so many people don't know God today is because we have become so physically dominated. We are so intellectual. We try and figure everything out. And again, I am not saying that you turn your brain off when it comes to God. That's not so. But it originates on the heart level. There's some things that you have to know in your heart. It has to become a revelation. It comes by revelation. And then, as you ponder it, it makes perfect sense to your mind and you can understand it. I'm not saying that you don't use your mind, but it doesn't come through your mind down into your heart, but it comes through your heart up into your mind and into your understanding. And so here's what the Apostle Paul is saying. He quoted the Old Testament verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, that eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But, verse 10 says, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now see, this totally changes things. Again, this is an Old Testament quotation. And it says that with your eye and with your ear, neither with your heart have you understood the things of God. Just in your natural self, you cannot understand and comprehend and take in to God. But through the Spirit, you can know God. You can experience all of these things. And he just keeps saying this over and over in all of these verses. In verse 11, he says, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Again, he's saying that you just, as a physical human being, can't know God. God is a spirit, and you are physical, you are natural, apart from that born-again spirit that's on the inside of you. If you're just talking about the physical, external part, God is spirit, and you are carnal, and you cannot know him. And nobody can really know God except the Spirit of God. In verse 12, it says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Again, if you were to take verse 9 and verse 11 out of context, they are basically expressing the impossibility of knowing God through just mental, physical senses. And some people stop right there. And they just think, well, then we can't know God. And we even write songs about it. Further along, we'll know all about it. Further along, we'll understand why. And we glorify this, and we've just put a stamp of approval on this and say that we just can't understand the things of God. That is not what these verses are saying. It's saying with your little peanut brain, you can't understand God, but there is a spirit on the inside of you. And when you get born again, that spirit is recreated in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. According to 1 Corinthians 2, 16, you now have the mind of Christ. And on top of all of that, we have the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God knows God because they are one. And the Spirit freely gives us these things so that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. That's what it says in verse 12. Verse 13, it says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You know, that is a great scripture right there, and something that is not very well understood or acted on in our culture today. Most people are talking brain to brain. You know, I don't want to get really off the subject, but I just want to make this application. I'm going to do this very quickly, and you need to let the Holy Spirit expound on this if you think it's something that you need to know. But you know, as I watch some Christian television and look at things, I think that so much of what is on television is brain to brain. It's communicating on a physical, surface level. And I'm not going to get specific and call any names, but there are programs that are trying to be so relevant. They are adopting the dress, the music, the attitudes of a fallen culture that is getting more and more and more ungodly. And you know what? There is a balance to what I'm saying right here, because we don't want to be so disconnected from our world that nobody will even watch us. And so, yes, to a degree, there needs to be this relation. You know, you need to be relevant to the culture that you live in. But I see people that are going to so extremes that the message is actually lost. the packaging that it's put in is attracting people, and people come because of the enthusiasm and the excitement and all of these kind of things. But then they aren't giving them anything of substance on the inside. So what I'm saying is, so much of what is being done isn't spirit to spirit. It isn't heart to heart. It's not communicating on a heart level, but instead it's grabbing people's soulish realm and drawing them in. And you might be able to argue that, well, as long as you grab them in the soulish realm, get their attention, then you give them the word. Well, that might be different, but you know what? Most people who are going out of their way to relate so much to our ungodly culture that we live in today are not giving them the word. It is all soulish. It's just reaching people on a soulish, emotional level. This verse is saying just the opposite. He says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. We are using spiritual things. We're speaking from our heart to your heart. And you know what? I have probably one of the real dominant comments that I get. Like, I was just in Chicago last week, and I bet you I had at least a dozen people tell me this personally, that they were really just offended at me the very first time that they saw me on television. Because here I am just sitting here. I'm just talking to you. There's no smoke and mirrors. There's no lights. There's no flash. There's no sizzle to it. I'm not shouting and screaming. I don't have a handkerchief wiping my fevered brow. I'm not saying glory to God. And I'm not going through all the religious forms that people are used to. And I have had lots of people tell me that at first they were just offended and they didn't like it and they passed it by. And yet I bet you I had a dozen people last week tell me that eventually, as they were flipping the channels and going by, the Lord just told them stop. And they stopped and listened. And once they started hearing the truths that I'm presenting, every one of them said, it has just transformed my life. They are so thankful. Now they're receiving. But see, what I'm saying is we are so used to just relating to somebody based on the packaging that the truth is content isn't a big deal with most ministers today. It's all about the choir, the way they're dressed, all about the program and whether it is high energy and whether there's all of these things going on, whether or not we can contact with God, whether we ever relate to Him heart to heart isn't a major issue with most people. And I tell you, that's not right. That's the antithesis. That's the opposite of what the Apostle Paul was saying here. And you know what? I'm trying to change some things and minister to people heart to heart. And many of you probably hadn't even thought about it. But you know what? This is one reason that you're getting something from this program that you aren't getting from some other programs or possibly even from your own church, is because they've gone so much into the soulish realm trying to contact people on this surface, emotional level, and they aren't giving them anything. It's not changing a person's heart. They may get all worked up and excited, but they leave there with nothing that is empowering them to be able to deal with the devil and his deceptions and all the problems that they encounter on a daily basis. So this is what he's talking about. In verse 14, it says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. That verse just kind of summarizes it. Puts it all into one verse, that the natural man, with just your little peanut brain right here, you cannot know God. It will appear foolish unto you because it has to be spiritually discerned. Very few of us are walking by the Spirit. Very few of us are being led by the Spirit and operating off of the revelation that can come to you through your spirit man. Most of us are just being completely led around by our five senses and carnal thinking and things like this. And I tell you, we have got to change this. And this is what I'm talking about this week. I'm trying to talk about that in this born-again part of you. Again, I go back to the very first of this teaching on spirit, soul, and body. When you got born again, you became a new person on the inside. Your spirit man now has the mind of Christ. Your spirit man is now in tune with God. Your spirit man has also had the Holy Spirit come to quicken its understanding so that, according to 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, you know all things. In your spirit there is perfect knowledge. You know all things. And so in the spirit you have this ability to understand, to communicate with God, to receive from God, spirit to spirit. But the problem is that very few of us are in contact with our born-again spirit. Very few of us are giving place to the spirit realm. Instead, we are just being occupied and dominated and controlled by our five senses. And you cannot know God in just your flesh. That's what this verse is saying, that with the natural man cannot know these things. Again, verse 14 says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. I bet you that every person watching this broadcast wants to receive the things of the Spirit of God. And this is saying that you can't do it through just your natural person, through your own limited understanding, through your five senses, what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. If words mean anything, these words are important. You cannot know God based on just physical, natural, carnal things. That is just about as clear as you can get it. For they are foolishness unto him. And that's exactly where the vast majority of people are living today. Man, when you talk about the wisdom of God, let's just take, for instance, giving. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Did you know that just the natural man, if all you're going to do is look at things from a natural standpoint, that is absolute foolishness. Here you are short of your goal. Everybody is wanting a bigger something or another, better this, better that. And we are all moving towards a goal. If you take a portion of what you have and give it away to the natural mind, you are moving away from your goal of having enough. You have just taken a portion that you could have used to help move towards that goal and obtain this, and you've given a part of it away. And if all you're going to do is operate by your natural mind, it is absolutely foolish to give. And that's what this is saying. With the natural man, you cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But you know what? When you begin to study the Word, when you let the Holy Spirit show you, the Bible says, Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. You know, once you begin to start listening to your heart, you understand that by taking a portion of what you've got and giving it away, you're actually moving closer to your goal. God is going to bless you. And there may be some people listening who just think, well, that's absolute foolishness. Well, that shows that you are not walking in the Spirit. That shows that you are only operating as a physical, normal, natural person. You don't yet listen to the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God will just confirm what I'm saying and saying, yes, that's so. You know, I'm just getting into some really good things, but we've got to break. This is the end of our program today. I do want to encourage you to get the materials. Remember that we have this book on spirit, soul, and body now in Spanish. Of course, we have it in English. We have a study guide to go along with it. We have a DVD set, and also we have a TV DVD set that was made from TV. And all of these materials are to help you to get these truths. I believe that they will really bless you. So listen as our announcer gives you that information, and then join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
Andrew's complete teaching series titled Spirit, Soul, and Body is available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. Or, if you prefer, Spirit, Soul, and Body is available in book form when you send a gift of any amount. A Spanish version is also available. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. The third audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD titled The Faith of God, Mind of Christ, free of charge. A condensed version of Spirit, Soul, and Body is also included in Andrew's latest book titled Sharper Than a Two-Edged Sword. This valuable book contains abbreviated versions of 16 of Andrew's most foundational teachings. It's available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
You know, on today's program, I was just sharing my heart with you about some of the things about our program, how I'm trying to minister to people heart to heart. And, you know, I think that we're getting tremendous results. We're just seeing people's lives transformed. But I would love to reach so many more people. I would like to ask those of you who are appreciative and receptive to the way that I'm ministering and that I'm trying to minister to a person instead of using all the smoke and mirrors. You know, I'd like to ask you to help us financially, to become a partner with us and help us to reach out and take this nearly too good to be true news to as many people as possible. We have a number on your screen. Please call and join with us today.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Chicago, Illinois next week for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 4th through the 6th in Tinley Park, Illinois, Sunday, August 7th, and in the New England area for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 25th through the 27th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
This is your invitation to join Andrew Womack for a very special live internet-only broadcast Thursday evening, July 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Be among the first in the world to hear Andrew's exciting announcement and learn the good news about the sanctuary. You will be blessed. To watch live, simply log on to www.awmi.net. That's Thursday evening, July 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, only on awmi.net.
My dad was a Southern Baptist preacher, and he committed suicide when I was 5 years old. And I didn't really understand his death at the time, but I know I kind of got mad at God. Got really mad at God, actually. I decided that I was going to run from God, and I was never going to let anybody have that much control to hurt me that much ever again.
If God's expecting you to bear all things, God Himself will bear all things. If God is expecting you to love, believe at all times, then you know what? God will believe in you at all times, regardless of how many stupid things we do.
Log on to awmi.net. Look to the left. Click on Healing Testimonies. And take a healing journey with Carol Odenwald. Discover what's happening at Andrew Womack Ministries.